addition to the telecommunications proposal that is in this bill, I think there's a conflict, and I would ask that we not move this bill out of committee, and that there's no reason under, if you read Bill 1210, which I believe Representative Camari has, all of this is covered in that, and it would be a conflict to pass this bill.
Representative Johnson, your choice is to vote no or to move it, that move that the bill be re-referred to committee. Those are your two choices.
I'll move them re-refer then.
Okay. Representative Johnson moves that Senate Bill 1208 be re-referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
I'd like to have Representative Flory comment.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to put your motion, all right?
So moved.
All right. We have Senator Hill and then Representative Calori.
Okay. The bill appears to do some of the things in 1210, and then it has things that are a little different to speak to the broader telecommunications system rather than the state data management. It might be appropriate to get it over to data processing and lay the two bills side by side and see how they work together and correct any overlap or inconsistencies that we have, because parts of this bill are important, and we ought to see if we can solve any conflicts that we have. So can I simply suggest, not make a motion, but suggest that there be a substitute motion.
Will that be a friendly amendment to your motion? All right, the motion as it now stands would be to refer the bill to data processing.
And there to very soon compare the bills and see how they work together and solve any problems, and the representatives on data processing, and we can resolve that conflict and then make a decision on this bill and move it.
It's not my intent to kill a bill.
I understand. Representative Calori.
Well, perhaps I don't need to say any more. I totally agree. I think we've done that over here the last few minutes. I think if you do that, you'll find that for the most part, what is covered in 1208 is well covered under 1210, but for some strange reason, 1208 goes to the Economic Development Department, which seems totally inappropriate. So I'm going to suggest to you that there probably won't be an awful lot that will survive out of it, but I think your suggestion is a good one. We've kind of done it, but we ought to do it officially, and that's fine.
Senator Fallbush and then Representative Van Vliet.
Well, it's interesting comments at this late date. I would only add that the bill in front of you has gone through both committees, both trade committees. I believe it went through. Oh no, it didn't go through the trade. It went through the Consumer and Business Affairs Committee on the Senate side. I can't remember which committee on the House side. People have spent a great deal of time and effort on this. With all due respect to my colleague, who evidently is sponsoring 1210, the bill that you have in front of you has been worked out by a number of folks in the telecommunications industry and in the legislature. The requirement that the Trade and Economic Development Committees present a telecommunications package to the legislature is entirely consistent with the direction that we're looking at, both with the Department of Economic Development, looking at how do you provide that ongoing infrastructure into the rural and parts of the state, and how do you build that next level of infrastructure that we need to have to make jobs available around the state. So it's entirely consistent. I guess I would ask, not having seen or been aware of what's in 1210 before we refer this bill back, Mr. Chair, is what the heck's in it, because I just heard from the people who are actually to move it back that they would basically gut 1209 and give us 1210, and I think that's totally inappropriate at this point in the process. So we've heard that there's duplication, but you have one in front of you that has been worked through at least two other committees, substantive committees in the legislature, that the department, we've agreed in the lottery funding in another subcommittee, that there be lottery funding dedicated to doing this. And now out of the blue, we have another package that's come up that supposedly will supplant this. Now, I'm not quite sure that's the way the process is supposed to be working. That's about as close to a blindside as I've seen this morning anyway. Maybe we could have further clarification from the maker of the motion exactly what's in 1210 so that we could compare for ourselves here in full committee exactly what we're about to do, since the proposal is basically to eliminate this bill and send out 1210.
Representative Van Vliet.
I think there may be a middle ground in this particular area. One is that I had not heard that there was any disagreement of the working of 1208 as a communications part. I think the comment here should be directed to the funding mechanism and the committee that it should be reporting to with the findings. It really belongs along with the data processing committee, so both 1208 and 1210 are basically in the hands of that in, that particular committee at the time if there is some information. The funding is still going to come through key industries, and if T&E wants then to direct that funding through the executive department, the oversight of the plan should reside in the data processing committee. And I think that could be changed very quickly, even though there is some slight duplication.
Well, Mr. Chair,
excuse me, Senator. We've got several people. Representative Van Vliet, are you?
Well, that's the way I would look at it to be rectified, and I think that could be done very quickly in Senator Trow's committee.
Okay. We have Representative Johnson, and then Senator Hill, and then Senator Falbush.
You take me on the way you are with this
issue. I can't hear you, Eldon.
I say, first off, I'm offended by the fact that you take me on in this manner you did by saying, because I have my signature, my name on this bill, that I think it should be the issue. I wish you did not do that. I've never once voted on an issue on the basis of whether I support a bill or sign.
Hey,
it.
Let's.
The next thing is, I think this that some work. I don't care where it goes, just so we get the bills compatible. It's not intended to kill it, but I really resent what you said.
Well,
Representative or Senator Hill.
Okay. Now. 1208 or 1210 is a bill that's passed the Senate, and I believe it's passed the House,
right,
and I believe it's on the governor's desk, about to become law if it isn't already signed. It establishes how the state, as an organization, manages its internal information system.
Right.
How we handle data, how we link up computers, how we purchase computers, how we plan for all of this. It also speaks to making that data available to the public outside of state and to local government. This bill talks about the broader telecommunication system statewide, public and private, and it says good things about that. This bill has been worked on by the parties, and there is significant, important language in this bill, and it should not be killed. And I don't think that's anybody's intent here. I don't think it should be gutted either, and I would disagree with anyone who believes that it needs to be gutted. That's not my intent. But especially in Section 3, where the Legislative Assembly finds and declares all Oregon shall have affordable access to public information with any user fees for such access not to exceed the cost of providing such services, and it goes on through, that's a section I'm concerned about fitting with our state information management policy that we've already passed and has become law. There's nothing wrong with the intent of this bill and what this bill accomplishes, but we ought to make it fit with the internal policy that we developed and adopted in 1208. That's the intent of my suggestion to send it to data processing. That's all.
Senator Falbush.
Eldon, there was no offense intended. I mean, if the shoe fits, you can wear it. But I was responding mostly to Representative Clory's remarks that the bill basically could just be gutted and killed. Not to your remarks. You had legitimate concerns. So there was no offense intended. But I think I have
to offend him.
Yeah, it may be the arrow missed. I'm really concerned, and Larry basically stated the concern very clearly. But you have to bear in mind, the issue of telecommunications goes beyond the scope of the Data Processing Committee in this legislature. And it's one that I think we have to begin to realize the importance of the future of the telecommunications industry and the infrastructure we build in this state in relation to the economic development in this state. That is clearly an important issue, and if you do want to take it back to committees and take a look at it, as long as you're willing to look at that broader picture presented in this bill, that I think that's very important.
Mr. Chip, I was next.
Hello.
Senator, I'm sorry, Representative Calori.
Well, I may have overstated. I was willing to just simply say send it somewhere and have somebody look at it, but since we have to drag it out, I was merely saying that in my opinion, having this within Economic Development Department is some questionable, but but I would also say that I disagree slightly with Senator Hill in the comparison, in that, if I can read for you directly, 1210 does not say make data available. What it says, and we've got it right here in front of us, is delivery of services enhancing the development of the telecommunications infrastructure throughout the state and available to the public. Mm-hmm. Pretty close, looks like to me. Mm-hmm. It also says consideration of impact of information service activities and development and vitality of the telecommunications infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And it goes on. It is very close.
Your motion. Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my motion and withdraw my motion to substitute for the motion that Representative Johnson made in order to move the bill back to Senator Crow's committee for consideration of Section 3 and some of the other things that have been raised.
Let's do that.
I would appreciate that. Is there any objection to making that change? Okay. So the motion before us is to refer to Natural Resources, Senator Cairns.
Call for the question.
Fine. Is there any objection to re-referring Senate Bill 1208 to the Committee on Natural Resources for the purposes of making it conform with 1210? Okay.
Chair.
Senator Tro.
I would ask those people who are concerned about the bill and believe there are conflicts or difficulties to identify those for us.
Yes.
Would you please do that so we know what the issues are?
Yes. Thank you, Senator Tro. Senate Bill 1212, Senator Faubush.
All right, well, let's see if this one does. I don't think this one has any conflicts. Basically, what we're trying to do here is to change the formal hearing on DMV to administrative review on suspensions or revocation of driving privileges on the basis of a criminal conviction. The administrative review process would be limited to confirming that DMV relied on the right records or that out-of-state offenses are comparable to an offense under Oregon law. The intent is to eliminate hearings which duplicate court proceedings where the same issue was heard and decided upon by the court. The expenditure limitation in the DMV budget bill approved by the body was reduced to assume the savings recommended by the governor from passage of this measure. There wasn't a bill introduced, so this one was introduced by the Ways and Means Committee. Senate Judiciary has reviewed the legislation and amended the bill to retain necessary due process on DMV actions. The estimated savings are still about $600,000 with the passage of this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion on Senate Bill 1212? Any objection to sending Senate Bill 1212 to the floor of the Senate? Do pass.
The bill.
Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2252, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Co-Chair. The Supplemental Employment Division Administration Fund was established in 1987 to offset the Employment Division Administration federal fund reduction stemming from the federal Graham Rudd and Hollings Act. The fund is supported by diverting a portion of the unemployment compensation taxes paid by Oregon employers from the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund during 87-89 and 89-91 biennium. House Bill 2252 diverts a total of $30,646,000 from the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund for the following purposes: $16.7 million to continue current Employment Division operations, including $3.5 million backfill funds to support adult and family services job placement activities, $4.3 million for a disadvantaged worker program, outreach offices, automation improvements, computer costs, and building repairs, $8.5 million to support a new dislocated workers training benefit program. The committee discussed using diversion to support welfare reform jobs placement program with the governor's office and the employment division. However, the committee decided to retain the funding levels approved by the House Labor Committee. Urge passage.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Any discussion on House Bill 2252? Any objection to sending House Bill 2252 to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, ordered. House Bill 2295, Representative Minnis.
Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 2295 would give the Public Utilities Commission the authority to make certain traffic stops on commercial vehicles for the purpose of Public Utilities Commission type inspections that they do. Also clarified what was believed to be existing authority to stop vehicles at designated temporary checkpoints. There was a concern in the subcommittee with respect to the safety and training of individuals who would be making these types of stops. So the bill was amended to require that there is a relationship between the Oregon State Police and Public Utilities Commission to develop proper training, ensure that the safety of the individual students work. Right. And I vote.
Representative Gilmore.
Would this allow PUC to carry guns, Tim?
No, it would not.
Mr. Chairman.
What overhead lights?
Yes.
They're going to have overhead lights now.
Red.
Unmarked?
Blue.
Unmarked?
I don't believe so, but we could get some clarification from that. I don't think they're going to have unmarked. The intent is clearly not to to create a small police agency. I think that was...
Okay.
Senator Hannon?
Mr. Chairman, they are going to be able to stop people away from a weigh station?
That is correct, yes.
Anywhere.
These are frustrated people who... missed out on their call to become a law enforcement.
Well, I can't speak to their motivation.
Which bill is this?
I think the bill is well intended. I think the Public Utilities Commission adequately addressed the issue within the committee that their intent was not to serve the needs of frustrated policemen or something, but rather to try to capture. I think part of the rationale in Senator Hill, he might jump right in here and help me if he sees the need to. I think part of the problem was that various trucking companies will circumvent normal routes of transportation to avoid the stops. And so the Public Utilities Commission felt this authority would be necessary to enable them to set up checkpoints outside and away from the ones along the normal route.
Is there a farm exemption?
I don't believe there is.
Let's see. Senator Hill.
To some extent, they're already doing this. PUC is already doing this, but their authority isn't clear. So this clarifies the authority. And it's a public safety issue because there's a lot of trucks that do circumvent the weigh stations and the inspections that they might find there. And the intent is they won't be caught with safety violations or out of compliance with the driver's requirements, hours on the road, and this kind of thing. So safety... it's a safety measure.
Representative Jones.
Thank you very much. Gives him the authority to promulgate administrative rules to do whatever the damn please. And that's about it. And I'll be a no vote.
Okay. Representative Calori.
I was going to share the morning after we passed this bill, coming down I-5, I saw a truck pulled over with a little pickup behind it with lights on it. And I thought, boy, they sure got started quick. Guess what? It had a highway department logo on it. So we got highway department people out doing the same thing. Swear to gosh, it was lights on, the guy was pulled over, somebody was talking to the driver.
Waymaster.
It was a waymaster.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Didn't look
yeah.
like it.
Save
Drive-O. Okay. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 2295? Representative Shiprock.
I just a comment or question, Mr. Chairman. When we were doing the state police budget, it was my understanding that the PUC was now going to contract with the state police to do a lot of this. There would be a transfer payment, so I'm a little surprised that this bill's here. It would seem like a function of the state police. And an authority that we gave him in the bill.
Okay. We're going to have a roll call, obviously. Would you call the roll on House Bill 2295, please?
Right.
Representatives Gilmore?
No.
Jones?
No.
Bunn?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Calori?
No.
Shiprock?
No.
Minnis?
Aye.
Co-Chair Van Lee?
No.
Senators Roberts? Hannon?
No.
Trow?
Aye.
Yee?
No.
Kearns?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Bulbush?
Aye.
Co-Chair Bradbury?
Aye. Motion fails.
Is it the light?
House Bill 2297.
Representative Minow.
That's just still trying to recover.
Those were potential cops.
They could have been state cops.
Next.
2297, Representative Minnis.
Chairman, House Bill 2297 requires owners to report a total vehicle and return its title and registration plates to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Department of Motor Vehicles is then required to mark the vehicle record, the title, and the registration with the words total. Purpose is to clearly notify prospective purchasers of a vehicle that the vehicle has been damaged to the extent that it has been declared a total vehicle. Intended result, greater consumer protection, safety of vehicles on the road. Measure the fine, the term total vehicle, and was amended by the committee to include an expenditure limitation of $4,220 for costs to revise and distribute forms and also to update dealer manual.
Number of percentage of trucks.
In addition, the committee amended the bill to include revisions to the definition of total vehicle that were approved by the House Business and Consumer Affairs Committee, but not included in the aid gross bill.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion on House Bill 2297? Is there any objection to sending House Bill 2297 to the floor of the House with due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2585, Representative Shiprock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your General Government Subcommittee had two federal mandate bills that DMV has to deal with. This is the first one. You'll see another little beauty here in the next meeting. House Bill 2585 would require DMV to suspend driving privileges when notified by the court of any person convicted on a controlled substance offense. Passage of House Bill 2585 or a similar measure will bring Oregon into compliance with federal law PL 101/516, if you want to read it, which requires states to suspend the driving privileges of persons convicted of drug offenses. Federal law instructs the Secretary of Transportation to withhold federal highway funds from states which do not comply. As a result, failure of this bill would mean a approximate or estimated $20 million hit on the Oregon Highway Fund for the 91-93 biennium. However, the committee could discuss two areas where House Bill 2585 may exceed the scope of federal requirements. One area is whether including all violations and other offenses goes beyond the definition of a drug offense in federal law. The other area is the denial of any hardship permit. It appears that a denial of the hardship permit would be required, only be required during a 6-month suspension period. This bill goes up to 5 years. So the subcommittee therefore recommends approval of the bill as well as referral of this measure by the Senate President to the Senate Judiciary Committee for clarification of these issues. We also amended the bill to include a $66,000 expenditure limitation for costs of issuing and processing these new suspensions. Again, it's a federal mandate, substantial federal loss of federal funds, I should say, and like so many of their mandates, we wish we would be left to do our own business to ourselves, but what we've got, we'll get another one in the next couple of days. It's, like I say, a real beauty.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Hanna.
The denial of the hardship permit, I would assume that that would deny a person who still needed a driver's license for work during that 6-month period.
Senator Hannon, this is a very mean, strict law.
Well, that's
which
fine.
Means that up to, you could, for a couple violations of a what we consider a minor violation in this state, lose your driver's license for 5 years with no hardship exceptions allowed.
Has there been a fiscal analysis on the impact of the welfare system when these people are no longer able to work?
No.
Mass transit.
I'd like to be reported.
That's why we asked.
We'll have a roll call.
For matters, that's why the subcommittee, just to move this bill, it's got to pass, asked that the Senate President refer this to Senate Judiciary Committee. We hope to have the amendments drafted by LC to bring it more in line with the Oregon law.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we're going to need to call the roll on House Bill 2585.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, Representative.
Before you do that, I think everybody needs to know that the governor's office came in strongly supporting the bill as it is. Because of the potential loss of $20 million in federal highway trust fund monies, we didn't feel it was our place to make substantive changes, in addition to the fact that we could not get clear direction from either the federal region that has the authority to enforce this or our own legislative council in the short period of time we had to deal with the bill. So just so you know.
Yeah, Seattle region is a little slow.
And it's my understanding that the subcommittee's recommendation that travels with the bill is that once it passes the House, if it passes the House, it will be referred to Senate Judiciary to try to get a clear resolution.
And the governor's office, hopefully their legal staff are communicating with the feds to find out what the intent of the federal act was and whether or not.
Better hurry.
Okay. Call the roll, please, on 2585.
Representatives Gilmore. Jones?
Aye.
Gunn?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Calori?
Aye.
Shipwreck?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Butcher Van Vliet?
Aye.
Senators Roberts? Hannon?
No.
Crow?
Aye.
E?
Aye.
Karen?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Bulbush?
Aye.
Butcher Bradbury?
Aye. Motion is adopted. 2585 goes to the floor of the House with due pass recommendation. House Bill 3285, Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the Oregon Trail license plate. House Bill 3285 authorizes and directs Motor Vehicle Division to issue special license plates to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Oregon Trail. Owners of passenger vehicles, light trailers, motorhomes, campers, and travel trailers would be eligible to receive the commemorative plate upon request. Revenue from a 50-cent per plate surcharge would fund maintenance and repair of Oregon Trail interpretive kiosks and would be used for other Highway Division projects to preserve portions of the Oregon Trail, including construction of additional kiosks and preparation of Oregon Trail sites for public exhibition during the 150th anniversary. The committee amended the bill to include expenditure limitation for DMV plate issuance costs and Highway Division trail preservation costs. DMV costs will be fully funded from the fees normally charged. Recommend approval.
Questions?
Thank you, Representative Jones. Recognize Representative Gilmore.
Yeah, a couple of questions. One is, are these going to be reflectorized?
That was not discussed, so I can't answer.
Okay.
They have to be.
They have to be. The bidding process, the printing of plates is going to be open?
As far as I know, there wasn't any change made in that, I mean discussion of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honored. Just from discussions with DMV, it sounds as though they're going to use the same sort of graphic plate as the three plates.
Same company going to make the plates?
My assumption was it was a competitive bid.
Senator Hill?
A couple questions. Did you talk about how the plate will be designed? Is there a design currently?
You know,
I'd like to see it not go out to a contest.
Yeah, not
to
it's
out.
Not.
Okay, no contest.
No, there isn't.
Okay, no contest. Great. And second,
just going to be a broken wagon wheel.
Right, yeah. Are we just going to take? The design is totally unique. Or are we just putting a covered wagon in front of the tree?
The design has not been determined.
Okay, it's not determined. And declare where the end of the Oregon Trail is, because it's a Maine and Mill and Springfield.
Oregon City.
Yes, well, we...
No, they came down.
Are we going to get in a fight about that?
Okay.
So there's no... It doesn't declare the end of the Oregon Trail or anything like that. There's no geographical reference.
There's a big star right in the Representative Shipwreck's picture.
It's going to be a map.
Senator Kearns.
Solve the question.
Okay, is there any objection to sending House Bill 3285 to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. Now, before everyone walks out of here, we're going to recess until 2 o'clock today. Because we have a very substantial bill that we can get the budget report by 2 o'clock, and that would be Senate Bill 1125, which is the Forced Practices Revision Bill that needs to move
because it needs, it's clearly going to go to conference and it needs to be out of here.
Okay.
So we're, okay, I have one more comment, Senator, Representative Bunn. So we're back here at 2, we're in recess until 2, and then the other thing, I just want to make sure everybody understands, we got subs that don't have anything scheduled right now, but it's real important that the members of the subcommittee keep that time open. Don't schedule it with other things in this building, because the time of your subcommittee, because they're going to be called on very short notice to deal with things that come along. So we need to have the members available at the times of the subcommittee.
Yes, sir.
Representative Bunn.
The education subcommittee will meet in this room immediately after we adjourn now for 3 or 4 bills. The House members have been excused. We'll ask that the Senate members be excused so we can continue our work.
Okay. So we are actually going to recess the full Ways and Means Committee until 2 p.m. today.